This is Allison Stanfield, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Today I want to talk about photographs of your art. In particular, photographs of your art in situ. That's I-N space S-I-T-U. Photographs of your art in situ add a whole new dimension to the presentation of your work. In art terms, in situ means the place where your artwork is installed or exhibited. So, rather than showing the work by itself, you photograph it in a likely environment. Let's look at what that can be. If you make two-dimensional fine art, you could photograph your art in homes. Aim for a variety of shots, like above sofas, tables, and beds, as well as in hallways and stairwells. Three-dimensional fine art could be photographed on pedestals next to chairs, beside a bookcase, or in a dramatic entryway. Make functional art? Do you make jewelry or ceramics? You can photograph jewelry on the body. You can photograph ceramics in a place setting or while using it, like pouring from a pitcher or sipping out of a mug. Or if you're a wood carver, snag a picture of those beautiful hand-carved utensils tossing a salad. All art, no matter what it is, should also be photographed in exhibition spaces. Years from now, you'll be pleased that you've documented your art as it was installed. Now, when you're taking in situ photos, don't just use any old setting. Remember that everything in your photograph is part of the composition. Look for strong elements and patterns that draw people into the photo without overshadowing the art. You don't want to photograph it in a hallway, for instance, if the paint is peeling or the wood is chipped on the stairway. Everything contributes to the appreciation of the art. And spend time on good lighting. If you do this, you will be rewarded because bad lighting isn't going to help show off your art. Or for better results, hire a pro for your photography. An in-situ photograph should never be the sole picture of any piece of art unless the work is site-specific, such as an installation. For most art, show off the work first and then add the in-situ photos as bonus views. If you'd like to know more about marketing your art, check out my Cultivate Collectors class. It's just around the corner. And you can find out more at artbizcoach.com/cc.html. This class is all about building and maintaining authentic relationships, an easy way of marketing for most artists. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.